Hey there, Audio Boomland. It is Joe De Niro checking in with you guys on Tuesday, March 1st. But finishing up February. Got to get that last boom in. The final day, the end. The icing on the cake, the cherry on the top of the sundae, the period at the end of the sentence. I think that's what I'm going to call this. I think that's what I'm going to title this. Anyway, to answer the last, the prompts, the questions, last person I texted, some crazy salesperson that tried to sell me solar panels on my roof. Not, well, sell me, lease me, whatever. That's big and prevalent in New York because our electric rates are probably, I think we're the most expensive here on Long Island, the most expensive in the country, the power rates. So that was first question. Last person I spoke to on the phone, my buddy Greg last night, I spoke to him on the phone. Last person I hugged, my youngest daughter Giovanna this morning when she set off to school. Why is his nose runny and feet smelly? Why do we say that? And the slim chance, why is slim chance and fat chance mean the same thing? That is one of those questions where I'm going to answer it this way, you know. I don't know why they made up the rules. I just play within the confines of the rules of the game and, you know, the cards that I'm dealt, and that's it. The English language is crazy. It's insane. You know, it's sourced out from, you know, multiple, you know, it's got a Latin base, it's got a Germanic Anglo-Saxon base. You know, the rules are crazy. You know, if you study other languages, you know, I've over the years, I've had the great benefit. I studied multiple years of Spanish, a couple of years of French. I studied a lot of Italian. I studied like 4 years of Italian. So it's so much easier, the other languages. But I never got so far to the... I have to ask some of my friends that are really, really, really well-entrenched in some of the Romance languages. But I wonder if there's some sort of idiosyncrasies in the languages like that, you know, runny nose and smelly feet. That'd be interesting to find out. But I don't know. I have no idea. But this has been a lot of fun, and it's the first time I've gone through any of these challenges and have actually gotten through and made it happen. I think part of it though is sort of getting the weekends off and allowed, you know, a lot of people to play catch up ball. You know, not exactly 100% to the rules, but you got the booms in. So I think, you know, it's in the spirit of the thing, I think. Yeah, so, alrighty, folks, it has been a blast, and now that we're in March, who knows, maybe there's a March thing. March Madness. Yeah, March Madness. You know, post two booms in one day. You know, do that for, I don't know, 2 weeks. You know, do a month's worth of booms in 2 weeks. I don't know. That's crazy. Crazy talk, man. Crazy talk. Anyway, folks, hopefully everyone's been having a good week, and we will talk at you real soon.